company of another prophet spoke to the land. They said, look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. We would like to go to the Jordan River. Each of us can get some wood there. We want to build a place there for us to live in. Elijah said, go. And one of them said, won't you please go? I will, Elijah. And he went with them. They went to the Jordan. There they began to cut down trees. One of them was cutting a tree down. The iron blade of his axe fell into the water. Master, he cried out, this axe is borrowed. The man of God asked, where did the blade fall? He showed him the place. Then Elijah cut a stick and threw it in there. That made the iron blade float. Take it out of the water, he said. So the man reached out and took it. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated in his presence. Eternal God, our Father, we are so grateful for another preaching opportunity. Master, here I am, standing behind your sacred desk now. I'm asking now that you increase and truly I will decrease. Hide me behind your cross, Lord. Speak through me to these young people. Somebody need to hear a word from me. And then, Master, let the word go forth with clarity and understanding. But most importantly, Lord, let it fall on fertile ground so somebody can walk down these aisles. Say, Lord, to be saved. And then, Master, when you've done all that we've asked you to do, to be so out of mindful to give you glory, give you all the honor and every bit of the praise.
Yes.
Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, Lord. For truly you are my strength and my redeemer. As in the name of Jesus we pray. And all of God's children said together, amen. Pray with me and think with me as we speak from this particular thought this morning. Go back and get it. Go back and get it. You will never enjoy the taste of victory when you always quit. You will never see how glorious God can be in your life if you give up too soon. You will always taste the agony of defeat. You will never raise up a trophy or claim victory and think success will never be a part of your resume. If you have a spirit of always surrendering to your circumstances, you will never get a chance to celebrate with others who are champions of great cause. If your personality lacks any kind of drive, are you listening this morning? You will never see what it's like to enjoy how God showers blessing after blessings upon you if you are subject to quitting. View of the world would not be what it is and where it is today had it not been for people who never displayed a back down disposition. Well, let me put it to you this way. Quitters never win, and widows never quit. But I must say that there are some things that can happen to you that will make you want to quit. I wish I had some witnesses. You raise your child in a godly way, and as soon as they get older, they take up the lifestyle of pookie and rearing. It makes you want to quit. You send your child to school to be taught by the teacher, and they come back molested by the one who's supposed to be teaching the child. You go to church seeking serenity, and you leave church wounded by folks in the church. You know, some things can happen that make you want to give up and quit. And you start saying to yourself, why do I have to keep on going through all this kind of stuff? All of this, I don't need to do it. But if you are really determined to reach your goal, if you are really determined to see your dreams come true, there is something within your disposition and your spirit that says, no matter what, I won't back down. I ain't going to wave the white flag, and I sure ain't going to throw in the towel. Because whatever is going to come in my way is either going to, I'm going to go through it, I'm going to go around it, or I'm going to go over it. And if I lose it, I'm determined to get it all back. So, Mr. Church Person and Miss Church Lady, you can't fool me. I know too much about life. Help me, Holy Spirit. I've been knocked down. I've been through too much hell in my life. I've been through to all kinds of stuff to believe that life is too pleasant and too peaceful and too comfortable and too primitive. But you've been catching hell at your house too. You've been bending behind the eight ball just like everybody else. You've been in debt too. Your heart has been broken. Your spirit has been wounded. Hell has gotten on in your house just like everybody else. Hell hounds have been on your trail. So don't sit in here this morning pretending you got it all together.
All right. All right.
You wish the enemy would get off your back too. You have entertained the thought from time to time. Forget about all of this. Especially when the enemy has imposed upon your situation and caused you to lose whatever you had. I wish I had some real Christians up in here. And I'm a living witness this morning that you can get it all back. Y'all hear me? I said you can get it all back. Well, let me hear you this. You remember this movie, how Stella got her groove on? That movie originated from a book that was written by Terry McMillan. How Stella got her groove back. Yeah, you remember Angela Bassett. Was Stella, am I right about it? And she and her friend decided they're going to take a vacation, so they all went to the Bahamas. And she met fell in love with a Jamaica. I'm sorry, they went to Jamaica. They went to Jamaica, only discovered that person she fell in love with, but it wasn't really love. And you go, wow, that made for a silver screen situation. And a box office hit. Watch this. The educational value of that particular movie depicts in reality of the author and the life of Terry McMillan, who fell in love with a man much younger than herself, who had to work herself back from a state of depression after finding out that that man she loved didn't like women. And therefore, she was literally Stella's herself. You do a little bit more research when you watch Marvel. But before you can become withdrawn, you have to beat back depression and misgiving. You have to find out how to bounce back from the things that have broken your heart and have wounded your spirit. Your name is Stella. Because you lost your peace. You have lost your joy. You've lost your drive. You've lost your excitement. You've lost the will and the determination to go forward. And you said to yourself, I don't have to go through all this anymore. But let me give you a word of encouragement this morning. You can get it all back. You can get your peace of mind. You can get all that back. You can smile again. You can enjoy life the way the Lord wanted you to enjoy it. But you've got to put forth an effort to get it back. Talk back to me if you can. This passage of scripture that we read in your hearing this morning conveys an incident in the life of a young seminary student. He was an understudy of the prophet Elijah. And who, by the recommendation of some fellow students, wanted to make room for themselves for lodging. And they would live and seek tutoring and mentoring from the prophet Elijah. And having the desire to build their own lodging, it was recommended that they go near the Jordan River and cut down trees and build a lodge camp. And the prophet agreed. And one of the students used a borrowed axe. And while he was chopping down the tree, the axe head came off. I wish I had some Bible readers in here. The writer said he cried out. And the prophet, when he discovered what had happened, helped the young boy to get it all back. But there were some things that was essential to his discovery. Watch it. And if you're going to bounce back this morning, there are some things that are essential to your recovery as well. Now, it won't happen by having somebody to read your plan, read your poem. Can't nobody look at your line and tell them you're going to get this. And it won't happen by nailing no horseshoe over your door. It ain't going to happen by throwing money in no wishing well. It won't happen by putting a rabbit foot in a bunny tail in your pocket. It won't happen with no good luck charm. I'm a living witness that you can make your way back and you can get it all back. But hear me, Bill. You've got to distinguish the difference, watch this, between purpose and preference. Preference can get you in trouble. Because preference suggests that one has at his disposal several options for his selection. An option can get evicted from the Garden of Eden if you're not careful. And the option can get you evicted from the Garden of Eden if you're not careful. Options can cause you to wake up early in the morning and walk out on your Sunday and see a beautiful young Timberoni outside, and you want her so bad until you have your design and purpose. This man lost his axe head, and he had the option to use a wooden handle for firewood, or he could use a handle to fight with it. But he dispensed with the option and decided to execute the right purpose. You're still not feeling it. Here it is, Brother Paul. He lost the axe head near the Jordan River. Now, the Jordan River is a murky, dirty, filthy, nasty river. Now, don't listen to it. In other words, he lost it in a dirty place. And generally, what get us in trouble is we've been spending too much time.
Toning up and exercising.
Sunday, even though you occupy the pulpit and declare the word from the cross and from a sacred death, and you know that you're going to receive God's angelic wing, but you still a human being, and you will still need some. Yeah. Listen, we're so smart that a doctor can take a leaf and open your anatomy without even making a decision. Medical science can tell a woman if the baby is healthy, what the gender is going to be before the baby can come into the world. But there's still going to come a time when you need some help. This young student knew that he needed some help, but he also knew where not to go. I'm almost through. He knew not to go to other students. Because when he cried out, Brother Brown, not one of them came to rescue. They couldn't help him because they were in the same state that he was in. And that's why there are some folks who I don't want helping me. Because they just as messed up as I am. But when life's challenges come my way, I need to go to a sacred soul. He knew that he couldn't go to his family because his family would become a problem within a problem. He knew he couldn't go to church folk because church folk are some of the nosiest people on earth. And they can't wait to put all your business on Facebook.
Comes to recovering
but you already lost. The prophet asked the young student, where did the axe head go in? And the student pointed out the place where it went into the water. And the text said that the prophet took a piece of wood and threw it in the water. And the axe head swam to where the wood was. And the iron went in the water. But wood got it out. I'm reminded about a hill far away and stood an old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and reach in and pick the axe head up. And the text said Elijah himself took it. He was not concerned about the young man remembering where he lost it as much as he was him forgetting how he got it back. Y'all ain't hearing me. I'm done now, but I need to jog your memory for just a second here. You remember how sick you were, but don't forget who it was who healed your heart. It's alright to remember how much trouble you got in, but it's best not to forget who got you out of trouble. It's alright to remember how over. Don't get all carried away and forget who brought you over. Tell me who was it that rocked you asleep last night? Who was it that watched over you all night? Who was it that woke you up early this morning? Who was it that put your soul in your right mind? It was nobody, nobody but the Lord. If there's anybody in front of you this morning who can't forget how the Lord dried your tears, how can you forget who lifted you up when you had a bow down? How can you forget who made a way when there was no way? You just can't forget open the door that was closed in your way. You can't forget how he died so sweet. You can't forget how he put a hill in your heart. Is there anybody in front of you this morning who can help me testify when I make about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me? Thank you.